Then after that, no, I was born first. And
Matthew
was born. Then a few years passed. You were shown favoritism to
Matthew
rather than me, which caused me to basically lose the plot. Then after that, year 7 came. First year of secondary school, couldn't cope with all the negligence that was happening, so I basically lost the plot again there. Then after that, thanks to every single problem that happened, you couldn't tolerate Dad anymore and the problems, no doubt, because you didn't really know how to. So you left and started doing all sorts of what's it with Roger. And then Dad had a nervous breakdown after that, twice. And then, yeah, I think that's about as far as we got so far. And plus a few phone calls. And lots of profanity.
What?
Profanity.
I don't know what that word means. What's that mean?
I know you know what it means.
I don't.
Expletive. Swearing. Words like crap. And then when all that happened, this person here was being very nice. Gave up some of her time to come and look up, to come and look out for us. And that was job well done, actually. And then I don't know who contacted social services. I think it was the school, because two didn't do any good because she just so not very good at her job. And when the school asked you if dad abuses me,
Matthew,
how come you didn't say anything?
I was just so shocked at the question being asked that I couldn't say anything.
Yeah, you could have said what was actually
going on. I didn't mean not to say no. I just was so shell-shocked by the question in the first place that I couldn't say anything.
How come you two got married exclusively? You didn't invite me nor
Matthew.
Nobody came.
So you didn't, that's a bit, I know, it's a bit selfish that you didn't even tell me and
Matthew.
Isn't it? I mean,
well, we didn't want to tell anybody, did we, till we'd done it?
That's a bit out of order.
It's not. That's the way we wanted it. We could have gone abroad and done it.
Either way, that's still a bit out of order.
It's not.
I think it is.
You better tell him what I say. Do you remember in the hotel when we were away, not when we got married, a few years ago, what I was willing to do? Nobody hears that still. Even to move.
He was willing to move and take you two on as well.
But people don't hear that.
No.
What do you mean?
I was willing
to upstick,
take you and your brother,
mm-hmm.
move house, have a two-bedroom, we've been to the council, haven't we?
Yes.
And they said if it comes to the point, they would help us. And you're turning the boy, I said you would.
So, let me get this right. You wanted, well not wanted, is that the right word?
Yes.
So you wanted, if everything that happened badly differently, to take me and
Matthew
and move house.
Yes.
Yeah. And all live together.
And all live together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of makes me a little bit angry.
What basically happens is it's set off by a trauma such as an accident. I've had it literally since the accident. And it causes my brain to decide that every muscle in my body hurts. Plus, not all the time, but most of the time. Plus, it makes me so tired that you can't imagine.
How can you spread a load of vicious rumours about him as well? You don't have to answer that question if you don't want to.
Yeah, you haven't, have you?
I'm not, I haven't.
Really? There is extremely high amounts of proof behind.
That part is gone.
Yeah, that part is held.
demolished and it's abolished.